Reuben was drunk, Ned. He would never ride a horse without a shoe unless he was drunk. Ned took Smith's body back in the carriage, and Robert tied his handkerchief round my foot and led me slowly home. No one blamed me for the accident. The owner of the White Lion Hotel said that Reuben Smith was drunk when he left. But I had to leave Earl's Hall, and so did Ginger. For a month or two, I was allowed to live out in a field, and one day Ginger was brought in to join me. She had been ruined by the hard riding of Lord Grey's son, and after 12 months' rest she was going to be sold. And although my knees got better, they looked very ugly, and so I was no longer suitable for a fashionable family. It was very pleasant being in the field with Ginger, but one day Robert came in and took me away. We were both very sad to say goodbye to each other, Ginger and I. I was sold to a man in Bath, who kept many horses and different kinds of carriages for hire. I was a job horse, and all kinds of people hired me. Some were good drivers, others were very bad. Then one man persuaded my master to sell me to a friend of his who wanted a safe, pleasant horse for riding.